Fred Film Radio, when East meets West, Trieste, Italy.
Fred Film Radio, this is Chiara Nicoletti. Today I'm in virtual company of Alessandro Groplero, head of When East Meets West, the Italian co-production forum taking place in Trieste from January 22nd to the 24th. So welcome back, Alessandro.
Hi, Chiara. Good morning, everybody.
So it's your task, it's up to you to remind our listeners what When East Meets West is, and especially what are its characteristics.
Well, actually, When East Meets West has a very simple format that this year, for this 2017 mm-hmm. edition, has been slightly changed. So we will have for the first time an East and West double focus, which means that we will concentrate on two different areas from Eastern Europe, which is in this case the Baltic countries, and on one Western European area, which is France. And what we will do, we will try to bring something like 100 participants from these two regions to connect them, first of all, but also to connect the rest of the people attending the market to these two very co-production friendly regions.
So why this choice, Alessandro? I want to remind our listeners that in the past few years, When East Meets West expanded a lot, and the last two focuses were on all the Latin American countries and the English-speaking countries. So a lot of people came, and there was a lot of work. So there was a very big growth in When East Meets West. So why this choice to expand to two focuses?
Well, let's say that the choice to have a focus proved to be very, very successful in the past. Mm-hmm. And basically, we cover most of the European, Western European, and let's say also Western continents like North America and South America. So we decided not to start from the beginning again after covering all of them in the first six editions. So we decided to add a little different touch. So to start again with France, which was our previous first country focus in 2011, but to offer also the opportunity to start focusing on the eastern side. So in the next years, that's what we will do. We will always have a country combination, a double country combination. And I can also maybe give you an anticipation that for sure in 2018 also we will try to have a nice double focus on Nordic countries, on the Nordic region, and most probably also the Southeast Mediterranean region, which includes Turkey, Greece, probably Israel. And the idea is really to try to create new bridges across Europe.
You know, that's the first time that you announce a focus before the end of the actual edition. I consider
we have quite clear ideas.
Yay!
We have quite for the first time.
Yeah, I'm very happy to know that. Maybe I'm the first. Who knows? I'll check. And so this year,
you selected
22 film projects from 15 different countries, and there are more than 350 industry professionals coming this year. So you're working a lot.
We have been working a lot recently. Just to complete the whole idea of the concept of the double focus. Mm-hmm. All these 22 projects that we selected for the pitching forum, for the co-production forum, are suitable for co-production either with France or the Baltic countries, or obviously with Italy. So this is the idea. And the people that we would bring might be and could be suitable partners for any of these projects. In terms of like numbers, we are also increasing, and you know the venue of When East Meets West is one of the strongest points, because it's like everything takes place there. This year, in the end, we will have almost 400 participants, and I really hope that we will fit to the venue.
Yeah, but Trieste is a city of cinema, as the director of Trieste Film Festival said, so even if you had to move a little bit the venue, you will still breathe cinema.
Absolutely. This is the whole point, yes.
Alessandro, you just announced the selection of Last Stop Trieste and First Cut Lab.
Yes, exactly. We just announced these two new selections because as you might know, we in the last couple of years, we had also launched two side sections along with the project selection for the co-production forum. And it's two side sections which are focusing on films in the editing phase. So we have one section which is called Last Stop Trieste, and it's mainly a work in progress section for documentary. So what we do is to invite five documentaries that were previously developed or presented in market or, let's say, training programs that are partners of Winnie Smith West. And yeah, we are very happy because we have very, very strong names and strong projects, starting, for example, from a Lithuanian film from Aruna Matelis called About Stops, Runs and Bananas, to, for example, another Italian documentary by Pietro Iona and Stefano Calavero, developed by Erika Capra, called Country for Old Men, which was also presented in Winnie Smith West a couple of years ago. So this is like to give continuity to what we developed earlier. And then we have also another, let's say, workshop, which is called First Cut Lab. And this is also a kind of a new program. It's like the third edition, but it's still very fresh. And it is that we selected three film fiction films in the editing phase. And these films will be watched just by a very, very selected pool of experts, 10 experts from all over Europe. They will see the rough cut, and they will have a full day of feedback and advices and precious comments for the director, producer, and editor of these three films.
And let's remind our listeners, obviously, that there are not only pitches and meetings and co-production meetings, but there are also, at Winnie Smith West, there are also a lot of events and panels. Among them, one caught my attention, as I told you before started the interview, it's women in European film industry.
Yes, actually, a few months ago, I was in touch with Alessia Sonaglioni, who's running this fantastic association called European Women Audiovisual Network, and we started with the idea to give an award to a female director in the co-production market. So just to focus not on the production side, but really to try to attract new projects from emerging, talented, well-established directors. So it all started by this. And in fact, IWA Network will sponsor one of these awards for the best female director. So at the end of the Winnie Smith West, you will know who will win. And basically, alongside the award, we decided also to try to give some room also to some considerations about the presence of women in our European film industry, especially because according to many different statistics, many different analyses, there are countries in which we are facing still problems connected to the gender equality. Mm-hmm. Whereas there are some other options, some other countries, like they represent an exception, like, for example, the Baltics, mm-hmm. where we have women leading the funds, we have women leading production companies, and we have a lot of also female directors selected in main film festivals. And the idea of the panel is to bring together all different perspectives, from the director to the producer to the fund to the festival and to a sales agent, just to see how the gender equality goes through the whole, development and production and distribution phase. I'm very happy, just the last thing, because it's mm-hmm. I'm very happy because when we discussed with Alessia the possibility to give this award, we were like considering, shall we keep some room for some places for the selection, or should we make it naturally? We decided to go for a natural selection process, and in the end we have 13 female directors out of 22 projects selected. So we are very happy to see that all our readers and selection committee was somehow naturally connected to this new approach that Winnie Smith West had.
And I have to say that I'm obviously, as a woman, I'm very glad about that. And I talked to the director of Trieste Film Festival, Nicoletta Romeo, who told me the same thing, because in the selection of the festival, it's a casualty, I understand, but it's something that makes me happy. There are a lot of female directors selected, so... something is changing from this point of view. So
yes, and we are also trying to, this is something that we are doing together also in cooperation with Doc Leipzig, mm-hmm. where the network, E1 Network, also gave an award last October. So this is like a way to try to be present both in the fiction and the documentary field. And this is something that we are developing for the future. So if you stay tuned, for sure you will discover more.
And there's something that I noticed while talking to her as well, that there are also, we always complain about Italian distributors not buying a certain type of films and not distributing them in Italy, but something is changing from that point of view as well.
Absolutely, yes.
Alessandro, so what are the things that you are the most proud of for this 7th edition?
Well, for this 7th edition, I'm really, really happy that a lot of friends are coming back mm-hmm. to Trieste, and a lot of friends will come for the first time. So the community of Venice Midwest is expanding, and we are very, very happy and looking forward to welcoming everybody to Trieste.
Alessandro, so good luck for the 7th edition of Venice Meets West, taking place in Trieste from the 22nd to the 24th of January.
Thank you so much to you.
And this is Chiara Nicoletti for Fred, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.